So here I will continue my second presentation. The title is Applications of Retain, Reduce Oil Synthesis and Improve Fruit Set in Sweet Cherry. I will repeat the result of my previous presentation. Is the main reasons that result in the low fruit set of sweet cherries in Washington State is mainly because of the premature oil synthesis. So I think you may think about that. If there is any chemicals you can directly inject into the ovules to clear away the fluorescent colors to save the ovule, like this way. I will show again, like this way. So yes, we thought about that and we find a chemical. The name is AVG. The commercial name is Retain. It is an ethylene inhibitor. It has already been applied in apples, grapes, pears, pre-harvest and post-harvest to delay the mature of the fruits, and therefore to extend the storage life of the fruits. However, few reports has referred to the application of Retain in a bloom. In a tree fruit at a bloom to increase the fruit set. So in this research, we have two purposes. First, we want to know whether the Retain can increase the fruit set of the sweet cherry. Second, if it can increase the fruit set, how does this work? In this research, in 2013, we conducted multiple experiment in both Washington State and Oregon State. We designed two experiments. First, we used two low production cultivars, Titan and Regina. We sprayed the chemicals to the trees at 10% bloom, used three dosages of the Retain. In this research, we want to figure out what is the best dosages of the Retain to use to increase the fruit set of sweet cherry. Second, the second experiment, we used only one cultivar, Regina, and one dosage. We sprayed these chemicals to the flowers at different timings. Those are popcorn time, 10% bloom, 50% bloom, and 100% bloom. In this research, we want to know that what is the best timing for the growers to use the chemicals. Also, in the lab, we sampled the shoots with the flowers back, and on the shoots, there are flowers at two stages, four open stage and first white stage. In this research, and then we checked about the ovule viabilities. In this research, we want to know that at which flower stages the chemical worked more effective to reduce the ovule degeneration. This is a result of the influence of AVG on ovule viability. In this graph, the higher the column means the more areas of the ovule lost viabilities. So you can see that the application of Retain significantly reduced the ovule viabilities. It is interesting here. We find that the flowers we used at the older stage usually have a lighter ovule the ovule degeneration is lighter than the flowers at the early stage. And also, it seems that the chemicals we sprayed to the flowers at the older stage respond better than the flowers at the early stage. This is the fruit set of after the application of AVG. You can see from this graph, the fruit set of this cultivar is Regina. The fruit set increased by 50% by our trials of the highest dosage of Retain. The fruit set increased by 50%. What does this mean? It means later at harvest, we will get the production also increased by around 50%. Usually, the production of Regina is around 4 tons per acre. If the production increased by 50%, that means the growers will have additionally 2 tons per acre of the sweet cherry. The price of the local growers in Regina is around $1.5 per pound. So therefore, the growers will have additionally $6,700 per acre additionally income. That's a great benefit. Here, I also want to mention the fruit quality. Actually, after the application of retain, we find that some trails of the after the use of the chemicals, the fruit maturity has been delayed. But generally, the fruit quality were not influenced by the retain applied at the bloom. The fruit quality includes the fruit size, fruit weight, firmness, and breaks. Here, we have a summary. Retain protected ovule from losing viability and also helped increase the fruit set. At the highest dosage use of the chemicals, the fruit set increased by 50%. Second, in Regina cherry, flowers at the full open stage responded better to the AVG treatment than the flowers at the early stage. Third, the fruit qualities were not influenced by the retain application at bloom. Thank you very much for your attention. I will be very happy to answer your questions.
Why did the company Valent tell you to, on the label to spray at popcorn stage?
Excuse me?
For the retain label? At popcorn, your research shows open flower is the best stage.
Yeah.
So why would the company want you to spray at the popcorn stage, which is before your ideal stage that you found?
So you mean you find some articles says the company says
I work with the company, and that's what we're spraying in the eastern U.S. We're spraying at popcorn, not at full bloom.
Okay, yeah, so we also want to figure out, I know your question is, you find some people say you applied the retain at the popcorn stage, but we find the retain we used at the full open is better, right? So for this question, we also want to figure out which is the best one, and you know, at the different areas, the temperature, the climate are different. So in our research in Washington State and Oregon State, we find at the final stage, it works better. And also, you know, I want to mention that you may say that we applied the chemicals to the flowers and then we directly checked the ovule degeneration by the microscope. We find that the ovule degeneration also reduced, you know, significantly better than the early stage. We sprayed the chemicals in the field, and then on second day we sampled them back to the field, to the lab. Sorry. Yeah, please.
The three trials that you did in Washington State, what's the application timing for those? You did a timing study in Oregon, then you did rate studies in Washington. Those three trials in Washington, at what stage of bloom are the applications made?
Actually, we birth, you know, in birth Washington State and Oregon State, we have birthed these two experiments. So in the trials, we only have three dosages. We only spread the chemicals to the flowers at 10% bloom. Yeah, thank you. Walnut?
Yeah. It was a cultivar that didn't produce consistently, it produced very consistently when it was young, and then as we got more and more plantings of it, we had real decreases in yield, and they tied that to pollen load.
Oh, pollen load.
On the stigma. And so, yeah, basically same thing, opens up, spray retain on it, and you get, you know, that kind of increase in yield. So it's, you know, really aware of that. And thought that any ideas as to maybe if there was some more underlying cause behind the old load.
You know, actually, for the pollen load, another project of my doctoral research is on the mechanical pollination. The mechanical pollination actually is you spread the pollens directly to the flowers. So I think that method will directly, you know, resolve the problems of the crop the pollen load problem. I think. And I also find some articles that has already used the retain in the walnut to increase the fruit set at bloom. Yeah, thank you. Please.
The development depends on many important factors. These factors will influence on the bud initiation in the past year. Did you study these factors like cooling or cold cold or heat treatment in the last year? Many factors will affect on the bud initiation, yeah, in the last year. Not only in your first experiment, you studied the fruit set or the ovia development, flower development, only during the season.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of factors will affect on this development. Did you study these factors?
Yes, I know what you mean. You mean just like there are some period, maybe before the spring, the ovule already degenerate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, we usually call that there are two factors, or you can say two reasons. The first is because of the hurt during the dormancy. And the second is the frozen in the early spring. But actually, you know, because the flower will develop after the temperature warm up, so actually we will check about the ovules whether they are dead or lived after the frozen after the early spring, but we didn't check about the fluorescence reactions. Yeah.
Another question relating to the second experiment.
Mm-hmm.
When you applied AVG,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this application affects to increase fruit set. That means when fruit set increased, it will be also effect on the yield and the crop in the last year. Did you study the experiment for 2 years?
Oh, you mean the alternate burning?
You presented something relating to economic, economic importance for this experiment, like you calculate how many dollars it will be give us, yeah? But did you apply this experiment for 2 years?
Actually, we didn't do that because the first 2 years, I only focused on what's the reason that resulted in the low fruit set. And then on the third year, we find, that is because of the ovule degeneration. So on the third year, we start to use the chemicals. We didn't have the repeat of the years, but we have a lot of repeat of the locations, of the cultivars, of the dosages, of the timings. So all of that result shows the chemical used can increase the fruit set, but we didn't consider about the alternate burning you mentioned. Yeah, I think later we will think about this problem. Thank you. Any other questions?
Well, in your first experiment, mm-hmm. you're looking at the factors affecting fruit set.
Mm-hmm.
What was the pollen source and look at different pollen genotypes when you were doing those studies?
Yeah, Yeah, that's really a good question. You are asking that if I use the different pollinizers to apply the, to the different cultivars. Actually, we only use the one cultivar. That is a sour cherry, New York 46. So, you know, this cultivar, because I started my research in 2011, and before me there is a postdoctor. He is mainly focused on the research of the pollen viabilities. So he find that this pollen cut, you know, there is no self incompatibles of the pollinator to our four cultivars. So we are safe. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.